Number 140. Clairvoyant Powers. As Mandy ate her porridge and paged through her portable portfolio of posters and paintings, memories of her portly brother raced through her mind. She remembered the last time she saw him. He had posed for her in exchange for a potent drink. The potation was so strong that it had put him in a pother. Posterior to calming him down, they silently agreed to postpone the session, not knowing that it would be their last time together. For two portentous years, she had tried to come to terms with her brother's death. As she reached for the potable water on the table, an ad for a fortune-telling book caught her eye. Do you know someone who is possessed? Have you been noticing potential portents? Do you want to communicate with your loved ones at a posthumous time? Would you like to help your posterity talk with you post-mortem? We can posit that this is not postiche. Other poseurs have tried to do the same thing and have failed. We postulate that we can help you reach your clairvoyant potential within 30 days, or we'll give you your money back, guaranteed. Everyone knew that Mandy was a pragmatist. She was not the kind of person that would think twice about buying a fortune-telling potboiler, or to become a practitioner of potions and spells. In fact, she was one of the most practical people you could ever meet. Suddenly, out of nowhere, the sky turned dark, and the rain began to pour down, portending danger. She added some potpourri to the pottery container, sat down, and straightened her posture. She reminded herself to remain pragmatic, but couldn't resist. She got in her car and drove to the bookstore to buy the book. She started by reading the postscript. She was surprised at how similar experiences to hers had been portrayed so well. There was nothing but positiveness about her. She knew that this book would be practicable. She read, "In order to potentiate your clairvoyant powers, you have to believe that you are the potentate of your dreams. Imagine an evil posse trying to steal your memories. As the potentate, you need to pouch them until they disappear. If you can visualize this, you will be able to see anything, including your loved ones who have passed away." She visualized it so well that she had to apply a poultice to a body sore that had magically appeared. There would be no more pouting for her. She was convinced that this book would help her to communicate with her brother.